go to the bank to borrow money, let's say you borrow $50,000 or a million, whatever amount of money you're borrowing, and you go to the bank to borrow the money, and they approve your loan, and they see the computer, and all of a sudden you have $50,000 in your bank account. Where'd that money come from? It was created out of thin air. There was no money. But now you have to work and pay the interest to these guys who make the money from nothing. You have to do principal interest for the rest of your life. For something that cost them nothing to make. It's slavery. It's slavery. Volunteer to help, get a hold of other Army people, other ex-Army, and let them know we're organizing to do that. That's what we're doing. Exactly what you're suggesting is what we're doing. Join on board with us.
So I had no idea you existed.
That's why I went to television, like talking about it. That's why I made the movie. Shock and awe, as if it was a 4th of July fireworks. There are people under that concrete being killed and maimed, children and women and men dying for no reason. For no reason. You know? I had a friend, one of the Rockefellers, he said to me, Aaron, what do you think women's liberation was about? And I said, I had conventional thinking. And I said, I think it was about women having equal right to work with men, equal pay. You know? He said, you know what, Aaron, you're an idiot. And he started to laugh at me. So what do you mean? I wonder what that was about. So tell me. So we, the Rockefeller Foundation, financed that women's liberation. Wanna know why? Two reasons. Half the population wasn't taxable before. And the second reason is now the kids go to our schools at an early age and we mold them. There's no more family at home to take care of the kids. The state becomes the family now, Aaron. You get it? And that's how this country is working. It's run by evil. It's run by evil forces. And people in this country better wake up to the truth and save this country from what's happening.